Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said there was a time when parents taught their children the value of a dollar. Today, they try to keep the bad news from the kids as long as possible. We appreciate this opportunity of Bible study today. We're glad that you're listening, and we hope that our study together will be of help to all of us. Certainly, we enjoy the opportunity of talking about the Word of God, and we hope that as we do talk about it, that there are things said that will be of interest to you. Let's return now to our study, and we were looking at reactions that men have to Jesus. Around this period of time in our everyday walk of life, we see a number of people who claim to love the Lord with all of their heart. And certainly we hope that that's a genuine belief in the Lord and an acceptance of His will. Yet it is very easy for a person to say, I love the Lord with all of my heart, and by action not to show that same kind of reaction. It is not uncommon, because that's what many did, as you read in your Bible. People would profess to love the Lord, and yet would fall short of doing what the Lord commanded for them to do. The Lord would ask the question, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? Well, that same question is due today. Why do people call the Lord their master and still not submit to His will? The reactions are varied to Jesus. The reaction of a man who was a ruler of the Jews named Nicodemus, we looked at in John chapter 3. Here was a man who said, we know you're a teacher come from God. Well, also we looked at the reaction of some of the people when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi. He asked His disciples, whom do men say that I am? The reaction was, you're a good man, you're a prophet. You're like Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Well, that wasn't enough, and Jesus insisted that His disciples tell Him who it was that He really was. And Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, the reaction of His disciples was, He is the Son of God. We also looked in the 11th chapter of the book of Luke at the reaction of some concerning what Jesus did. Jesus had power over devils, and He cast out devils. And they were greatly troubled at that kind of a situation. What kind of effect is this man going to have on other people if he's able to cast devils out of people? Well, their explanation came in this manner. He casts out devils by the power of Beelzebub, or by the devil himself. And so it's the devil casting out devils through Jesus. Well, Jesus reminded them of the fallacy of that kind of reasoning. He pointed out to them that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. And so if the devil was casting out devils, that would be a kingdom divided against itself. That certainly was not the situation. Jesus was not casting out devils by the power of the devil. It was rather by the power of God. And so Jesus clearly pointed out, even though their reaction was, he's from the devil, Jesus pointed out their reaction was not a consistent reaction at all. And so it was rejected. Also, you have the reaction of some. Do you remember after Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount? And friends, that's a tremendous sermon. Sometime when you have a little bit of time on your hands, pick up your Bible and read Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Those three chapters in the book of Matthew contain the Sermon on the Mount. There never has been a sermon in its scope and in its influence and effect preached on the face of the earth with any greater impact than the teachings Jesus did in that great sermon. it was preached by the Son of God, that would be the greatest teacher. It covered the lives of the disciples, and that would be the greatest teachings it's possible for a person to receive. Go down, take a little bit of time and look at them. How often have you heard people refer to the Beatitudes? Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Those are great things that he's talking about there, and he pronounces blessings. Those who are pure in heart shall see God. And so the blessing goes along with the great things that are done. What would that mean, and what has it meant to mankind for Jesus to do that tremendous teaching here upon the earth? What's your reaction to those sermons that say, if you show mercy to another, mercy will come your way? If you're meek instead of arrogant and haughty, that meekness will be shown to you. Well, you could go through all of those things, and great, great sermon. And what a great way to begin that sermon. Jesus also taught tremendous lessons in regard to influence. Do you remember his lesson in regard to the salt? Salt is good for preserving, and it's good for influencing, and so you're the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost its savor, it is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. You're the light of the world. He moves from salt to light. And he tells us the light of the world, a city which is set on a hill, cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but put it on a candlestick, and it giveth light to all that are in the house. Let your light so shine, therefore, before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. What great teaching that is in regard to influence. Jesus also made clear that the law that he was delivering on this occasion, and as he did throughout his personal teaching, was a law different from the law they heretofore had accepted. They lived under the Old Testament law. Moses had delivered a law to them, which was the law of God, called the law of Moses, and yet at the same time, this law was to be superseded by another law, which was a better law, and that would be the New Testament law. So throughout this study, it doesn't surprise us when we see Jesus contrasting. He says, it hath been said unto you, that's what the old law said, but I say unto you. Now, that would take a great deal of authority, wouldn't it, to say that the law that you've received, the law of Moses that was delivered by God, that's what it said, but I am saying to you something greater than that. Well, it takes a great deal indeed. The fact is that Jesus was authority in regard to this matter. Well, we're going to have to close there. We'll pick up tomorrow at the reaction of people to this great sermon. We appreciate your listening and remind you it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.